Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jacob Romwitz, and today we will be concluding Maseches Demai. Our last Mishnah is in the 7th chapter, Perek Zion, and it is Mishnah Ches. The Mishnah says, Mi shehayu lo eser shuros sha'eser eser kadei yayin. Someone who has 10 rows, each of 10 barrels of wine. So he's got 100 barrels of wine arranged in a box of 10 by 10. Va'amar. And the person who owns this wine says, Shura hachitzona achas maiser. One of the barrels in the outer row is tithes. Ve'en yudua ezahu, but we don't know which side. Notel shtei chavios luchsan. He takes two barrels from the diagonals. Chatzi shura hachitzona achas maiser. If he says from half of an external row, one barrel is tithes, and we have no idea which side. Nota arba chavios me arba zavios. He takes the four barrels on the four corners. Shura achas meiser ve'en yodua ezehi. If he says one row has the barrel that's tithe, he doesn't say it's an external row. He says one row has it, so it could be any of the 10 rows, and it could either be the north-south rows or the east-west rows, so we really have no idea. Nota shura achas luchsan. Then he has to take one row diagonally. Tatsishura achas meiser, if he says the barrel of meiser is in half a row, and again, we don't know which row going in which direction, ve'en yodua ezehi, we don't know which one, notel shtei shuros luchsan, he has to take two rows diagonally. Chavis achas meiser, and if he just says one barrel is meiser, ve'en yodua ezehi, and we have no idea which barrel, notel mikol chavis v'chavis, then he has to take some from every barrel. Let's look in the Bar Neuro. Eser shuros shall eser eser kadeyayin. So he's got 10 rows. Each one is composed of 10 barrels of wine. Mesudarin ba'aretz, they're arranged on the ground. Shebachol inyan shetimna bein mizrach lemarav bein mitzafon ledurum timatze eser shuros shall eser eser shehein mea kados. So they're 10 by 10, so no matter which way you count, whether you're going east to west or north to south, however you go, you're going to have 10 rows of 10 barrels. Shura hachitzona achas meiser. If he says from the outer row one barrel is meiser, chavis achas shebeshur hachitzona kavati meiser akados acheres shiyeshli. He's saying that one barrel in an outer row I have made meiser for the sake of all the other barrels that I own. Ve'en yodua eze, and we don't know which one, hachitzona, the external row, shahari yeshkan arba shuros hachitzonos la arba ruchos. Because there are four external rows, one in each direction. Notel shtei chavios ba'alchson. He has to take two external corners diagonally. Achas limtsoa deromis mizrachis. Vishnia la bimtsoa maravis tsifonis. He has to take the southeast and the northwest corners, for example. Shekol chavis shebimtsoa nimnis lishtei ruchos. Because by doing so, he's getting all four sides, because these two corners include a barrel from each and every side. V'yimali mishtehen chavis achas. So all by doing so, he's definitely getting something from one of the rows. He's getting a barrel from a row, v'tiye meiser. So he's definitely got a meiser barrel among covering the four rows. Chatzi shura hachitzona achas meiser. If he says my meiser barrel is in half of one of the external rows, Bim Amar Chavis Achas Shibachatzi Shur Hachitzona Ba Kavati Meiser Al Kadas Acheres Shiyeshli. It's the same thing. He's specifying that the barrel of Meiser for all of this wine is in half of one of the external rows. Bein Yodoa Eze, and we don't know which one. Chatzi Shura Arba Shuros Hachitzonos. He's got half a row, but there are four external rows. Notar Arba Chavis Me Arba Zavios. Then he has to take the four corners, the four external diagonal points. So before, if he just says, I got a barrel of meiser and it's in one of the external rows, then by taking two barrels, you're definitely getting from one of the external rows. But if it's in one of the half rows, the two barrels won't cover it. Because if you've got, for example, the northwest and the southeast barrels, then if he chose the external corner closer to the northeast or the southwest, you're not going to get it. So in order to make sure you've got meiser from the designated place, then he would have to take a corner barrel from each of the four corners. Moving right along. Shura achas meiser. Let's say he just says, I made a barrel meiser in one of the rows, but he doesn't specify which row. Bim anar chavis achas shibashura achas me'elu eser shuros bo kavati meiser. If he says a barrel in one of these 10 rows, I have made meiser. Ve'en yodo be'eze shurahi, and you have no idea which of these 10 rows it's in. Noto shura achas ba'alchson. He has to take an entire row diagonally. Klomar, noto eser kados mishura achas. He takes 10 barrels from one row, miktsoa deromis mizrachis ad miktsoa maravis tsefonis, going from the southeast corner to the northwest corner. O miktsoa deromis maravis ad miktsoa mizrachis tsefonis, or going from the southwest to the northeast corner. Umemale mikol ha eser chavios chavis achas viyiti meiser. So by doing so, by taking a diagonal row, he's definitely getting something from each row, whether it goes from north to south or east to west, whatever kind of row he meant, you're definitely getting a barrel from the appropriate row, which would cover his meiser. Umipnei ma notel me'achson, ve'eno notel shura achas, kula biyosher memizrach lemarav, o metzafon ledarom. But why are we taking only diagonally? Why don't we just let him take a straight row from east to west or from north to south? Tikashu notel be'achson, bein shetimna hashura kula mimizrach lamarav, bein shetimna osan mitzafon ladarom, nimsa notel chavis achas michol shura vashura. Because diagonally you're guaranteed you're getting a barrel from each and every row. Masha ein kain, imhaya notel shura achas, ba'orech mimizrach lamarav, o mitzafon ladarom. Which is not the case if you go north, south, or east, west. So for example, if his barrel lies in an east-west row, and you take something from a parallel row, you may not be getting it. You may be getting something east-to-west, but you're not getting everything north-to-south. So only by going diagonally are you guaranteed that you're getting a barrel from each and every row. Salak Maseches Demai, we have now concluded Maseches Demai, and if you hang on immediately, our next Magid Shir will begin Maseches Kalayim.
Before we get started on the Mishnayos of Kilayim, I thought a general introduction would be a good idea. Kilayim itself, the term, the precise meaning is a little obscure. Targum Onkelos mentions it as an eruvin, or translates it as an eruvin, which means a mixture or a confusion. And most of the various mefarshim seem to have some version of that, where it's like a mixture or a situation where one species is mixed up or confused with another type of species, and in general that's sort of what we have. But even the word kilayim, as I said, the precise definition has been lost to us. The concept of kilayim, the halachas of kilayim, are mentioned in two different places in the Torah. The first place is in Vayikra Yud Tet, where the Torah tells us, Et chukosai tishmaru, you need to, these are my statutes that you must keep. Behemtcha lo tarbia kilayim, you shall not mate your animal with a diverse kind, okay? Sadcha lo tizra kilayim, you also cannot sow your field with diverse kinds of seeds. And ubeged kilayim sha'atnes lo ya'ale alecha, and a garment or clothing that has a mixture of sha'atnes should not come upon you. So our first reference to kilayim is in Vayikra Yud Tet, where we see that there are three very specific isurim. You're not allowed to crossbreed animals from one type to another. You're not allowed to sow a mixture of different kinds of seeds. And you can't wear a garment containing a forbidden mixture of materials that is known as shatness. The other place that we see the psukim of kilayim is in Devarim, Kafbet, Pasuk Tet through Yud Aleph, where it tells us, Lo ti'izra karmcha kilayim, you shouldn't sow your vineyard with a mixture. Pen tikdash hamlea hazera asher tizra usuvuas hakarem. Because lest the fullness of the seed which you have sown with be forfeit with the product of the vineyard. So again, some kind of problem with specifically sowing additional plants in a vineyard. It goes on to say, Lo tacharosh bashor ubachamor yachdav, you shouldn't plow with an ox and a donkey together. And finally it says, Lo tilabash shatnes tsemer upishtim yachdav, and you should also not wear shatnes, wool and flax together. So in these psukim, we see that you are not allowed to, again, sow specifically in a vineyard, which will be discussed later in our Mishnayos. You are not allowed to work a team of animals together, you know, having them plow or whatever. And that's our total. So you have five prohibitions, two involving plants, two involving animals, and one involving clothing. And these together form the basic basis of our Mishnayos Kilayim. Before we start the Mishnah proper, it is important, I think, for the listener to understand that when we think of kilayim or species or what have you, we often think of, you know, plants from the same genus, the way we understand science today in the categorizing of various plants and animals. The truth is that's simply not how it was viewed in the time of the Mishnayos. Not that, by the way, kilayim, the science behind kilayim was wrong, but rather that their understanding of how kilayim worked was not necessarily based on the science as we understand it. Specifically, it seems from the Rambam and the Rosh and the Rosh that there are three main things you need to consider seriously for there to be kilayim, or there need to be three similarities, okay? The leaves of the plant have to appear the same, the fruit has to look the same, and the taste of the fruit has to look the same. Any time you have one of those three things being off, it's going to be classified as a diverse kind, and that means that you would not be able to sow one with the other. So, for example, two varieties with similar-looking leaves but very different fruit would be regarded as different kinds and would constitute kilayim if you were to plant one seed with the other seed. So again, it's not that, you know, we say, oh, you know, these two plants come from the same species and therefore they're okay to plant together, but these two plants come from different species, therefore they're not okay to plant together. Rather, they had a different guidelines in the time of the Mishnah, or they had a different guidelines referring to kilayim specifically, which have to do with, again, the leaves, the way the fruit looks, and the taste of the fruit. So if you have two out of three, then you are not going to be able to plant them together, but three out of three and you're good to go. With that in mind, we will actually now begin our Mishnayos. We're going to be looking at Kilayim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah opens with a list of plants grouped in pairs, such that the members of each pair are not kilayim with one another, but a member of one pair with a member of another pair are in fact kilayim. Let's begin. Hachitim v'hazunin enan kilayim ze b'ze. So wheat and what we are translating as darnel are not kilayim one with the other. Again, for our purposes, darnel is considered to be a variety of wheat, or I guess it has the three categories, it matches all three categories necessary to consider it similar enough to wheat that planting them the one with the other will not render it kilayim. Our second pair, hasurim, barley, vishibolet, shu'al, maybe a type of wild barley or perhaps oats, depending on who is translating. The Rambam views it as a type of wild barley. Rashi seems to think that it is oats. Those two, if they were planted together, would be fine. However, planted with a different species would not be okay, chitim being an example. Our next pair, hakusmin, which Rashi translates as spelt, and vehashipon, rye, those two are able to be sown one with the other. The next group, hapol vehasapir, the broad bean and cowpea, those two can be planted together. Haprukdan, the grass pea, vehatopach, and the red grass pea, those two are similar and therefore can be planted one with the other. Upol halavan, the white bean, the hashu'im, and the cowpea, enam kilayim ze beze. So again, our Mishnah starts with enam kilayim ze beze, ends with enam kilayim ze beze, to let us know or to help us understand that each of these pairs together can be planted one with the other. However, you cannot plant any one of the pairs with any other one of the pairs without being over the Isra Deraisa of kilayim.